My name is Danny Shirey, and thank you for stopping by my entrepreneurial podcast. Today, I'm going to be interviewing Jody Burkhart of Burkhart Construction.
So I am here with Jody Burkhart, who is the co-founder of Burkhart Construction. And so, Jody, what can you tell me a little bit about how you started Burkhart Construction, just sort of an overview?
Well, I actually didn't start it. I married into it and became an active partner after about a year of being married. My husband started 3 years before then, and that's about all there is to tell there. That's how it started.
Okay. Could you give me some examples to illustrate the challenges that you guys face after the first year and building up to this point?
The first year was getting consistent work, and of course that's word of mouth has just gone on and on, and that's not a problem now. It's more work than can be handled. But that was the challenges, and then, of course, it would sometimes be slow work in the winter, having an accountant do the taxes. Those were all just kind of learning as you go, and those were challenging, payroll, all of that stuff, but it's all worked out. You need a really good accountant.
That's good. So when problems arise, how do you resolve them? So in regards to business or employees or even difficult customers, how do you normally resolve those issues?
Well, it depends. Any work that's done, like a new home or remodeling, has a one-year warranty, so if there's a problem, that's handled. If it's installation, if it's a product, material failure, then Anderson Windows is really good about taking care of stuff like that. It depends who the material came from. Some problems are not solvable. Problems with subcontractors can get really sticky. We have a group that we use all the time. Sometimes the homeowner wants to choose their own, and it can be really difficult because there's not a rapport with those people. There's one in particular that the homeowner wanted to use it, and they're very reputable, but they were going to send us the bill, and we were going to bill the customer, and it was time to bill the customer, and 3 weeks later, we still didn't have a bill because they didn't do it. So it depends what the problem is. You know, sometimes the former employee that gave us a bogus social security number, I can't resolve that problem. That's on social security. So that's how it goes, I guess.
So how have the experiences that you've had during your entire career influenced how you run Burkhart Construction?
Well, I guess it's more of being female in a male-dominant field. If you see things from a different point of view, or I can say, you know, please, this countertop is kind of high and this person is kind of short, and that's just life experiences that you see a different point of view where things might not work out for the homeowners that need to be changed, or they're just not going to be happy with it. So you try to give the customer what they want all the time, within reason.
How, when you guys had employees, how did you motivate and reward people who worked for you?
What I learned when I got a degree in hospitality management is that to reward people, yes, people are working for money, but how they want rewards is they want time off. So Derek Miller was never asked to work weekends. That was fine. He had a family. This isn't his life. This is just his job. He got a bonus. They got a Christmas bonus every year that was pretty significant. Anytime he asked for time off, half a day, a whole day to do something with his son, I mean, it was a no-brainer. Just time off, time with the family was a priority for us. And he also was a volunteer firefighter, so anything he needed to do was perfectly fine. We did not, you know, Monday through Friday, unless something else came up. Biggest reward would be time off.
That's good. So how do you get businesses to use you for big construction jobs? So I know you guys had where the public library used you. Did you go to them? Was it word of mouth? How do you get businesses to use you?
Well, with Rodman Library, the now retired librarian had work done on her home by us. And so that's who she wanted to do it. Also, her sister and her nephew worked here, so we knew her sister also, so kind of their own personal experience. Other big businesses, they've also come to us, like Coastal Pack. that. I don't know how they got our name, but they have come to us. True Cut Dye in Sebring, a neighbor, works there. And again, we did not go looking for these big businesses. They came to us, definitely.
Okay. And how do you select the businesses that you work for? So if you have two or three big names that come to you, how do you pick who you work for?
If we've used them before, then they get priority. But there was one company we used to work for that has since gone under. And we actually got a check from them at the end of the year, at the end of the calendar year, that we forgot they owed us money. They were so late in paying. I think it took 7 months to pay. We had a conversation with them. So, but if they were a company that historically did not pay within 30 days, then you're just not a priority anymore, or there's discussion that we're not waiting this long to get paid.
Yeah.
So that's the selection process. How well do you pay?
Well, I mean, that makes it easy, definitely.
I did actually hire a lawyer and turn one company into collections because they weren't paying us. Clearly, they're going to learn to call us again, which is fine. We knew that when we burned that bridge.
Yeah, and I mean, that's definitely a gamble you have to take in the business world, but, you know, you have to look out for yourself, because you can't go put yourself into the poorhouse because you're, you know, letting another company not pay you.
Yeah, like Dan Manning says, I can sit home and go broke.
Exactly. So, how are things going for you in general? Are you hiring, downsizing, staying where you are? Are you expanding? How are things going in general?
Things are going really well. We are not hiring at this time. We're not expanding. We're not downsizing. We're, we have more business than we can handle, even with no outside employees. And they're all repeat customers, so everybody must be happy. So we're going to leave that one off alone.
So how do you maintain, I guess, what people call the work-life balance? Because you do work out of your home, and you work with your husband. So how do you make a point to maintain that difference in your lives?
I can't say that we have, really. I guess the closest we come is we go out of town on vacation to get away from it, because there is not a work-life balance. I would not say there has really been one. It's been lately, especially most recently, it's been nothing but work. And no, we try, but then the phone rings or this or that or something comes up. So no, it's been more work than playtime. There's not been a really good balance ever.
Does that bother you? Or are you happy with where you are, where you both are with your business?
It's a really good business. It's been really good. A lot of the clients have been really good friends too. But no, I'm not happy. I would like the separation of work and home. But we at one point thought of moving the business somewhere else, an outbuilding with an office space or whatever. But we got into this really fine line because of where we live, that we live in Columbiana County, and it took a mile in any direction, and we were in a different county.
Okay.
And it was going to give our poor accountant a heart attack because, I mean, being a different county, if we were inside the city limits of Alliance, we would have to pay income tax, which we only have to pay income tax in the city of Alliance now when we work within the city, which we have not done all year this year. So it would have been a financial nightmare to sort that all out. So we just left it. But it does get to be a pain. It gets to be a pain when we've had customers come by on Sunday morning. They were kind enough to come by and pay us, but it was Sunday morning. So now the balance is, it's just been all skewed toward the business and not much of a personal life.
And so you feel that if you would have had a separate building off-site, it would have been much easier to just separate it. Like, this is workspace, this is home space. They don't commingle.
Right, definitely. And when the door's closed, everybody goes home at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. That's the phone that rings, and that's the phone that you leave the messages on. And, yeah, definitely.
How do you or your husband keep up with the best practices in your industry? So how do you keep up with, like, the business administration and everything like that of the industry? And how does he keep up on, I guess you could say, the trade industry?
He keeps up on the trade industry just because he's out there. You know, he has a good support system with the lumberyard, with Robertson Supply, to tell him what's new, what's this, what's that. And sometimes I'll see it in a magazine or on the internet or whatever, and like, yeah, this is the latest trend, this is what people are going to want, but this is what it's going to cost. As far as me and his and always knows what's going on. The plumber we normally use he's just very knowledgeable because it's what he does every day, so he's very on top of it, and we learn from our subcontractors.
Okay, so I have another question. How do you feel, or how does he feel in the world of DIYing anymore? Does he cringe? I'm sure there's people who come and ask him his opinion, you know, like with how many people are doing like the fixer-upper style and wanting to flip homes. Does he do that, or is that just, no, I'm not doing this?
He does not like to do it, and he will pick and choose and be upfront with somebody, because if you want to do it as cheaply as possible, I don't want to put my name on that. I really don't. The DIY, a lot of people, sorry, I'm going to pick on Chip and Joanna, because I did once today. They do these things that a lot of people watch, and it looks really good. But I've seen behind the scenes, Joanna has like a warehouse with all this stuff in it, so she can do this and this on a whim in a minute, and Chip doesn't do all that stuff himself. He has a crew of, I don't know how many people, to get all that stuff done. And once today in the doctor's office, the people bought a home for $220, and apparently it did not suit them, was a fixer-upper, and they put another $183,000 in it.
Wow.
So between what they bought and what they put in it before they even moved in, they had $450,000 in this home.
Yeah, I've read that when you go on that show, you have to have a minimum of $30,000 built into your budget just for renovations in your home.
Absolutely.
And
yeah, I don't know. And it's not all like Chip and Joanna, if things go wrong. You don't always giggle and laugh at your husband. Sometimes you want to throw a drywall bucket at him. I mean, the reality of it is, a bathtub can come in, an expensive bathtub, and it has a scratch in it. And three different bathtubs have to be returned to the provider because they all have a flaw in them. That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
The reality is you go to a reputable place to buy a toilet for people. And the toilet is one color, the tank is another color, and the tank lid is a different color. That's the reality. And we're not talking white and off-white. We're talking white and black.
Oh.
And with that company, when you call the company, their answer was, we don't have any control over what they do in Mexico.
Yeah. So how would you describe a typical day for you? Because I'm sure that his typical day is waking up and just going and doing whatever the job site requires. But what is your typical day like?
I don't have a typical day. I get up, and I take care of the pets, and if I have bookwork to do, I do that. I normally do most of my paperwork on Fridays. That's writing checks, doing bookwork. But, at least 50% of the time he calls and says, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you? Okay, yeah, sure, I can do that. I might have to go pick up a tool. Tomorrow I have to call a lady back and give her someone else's number because she had some damage in the windstorm. So they're really not a typical day.
So what advice would you give to someone who's considering starting their own business?
It's harder than you think. You don't make as much money as you think you're going to do. It's difficult. I mean, let's say you're selling yarn, and you have a yarn store. You can find the best product out there, imported from wherever, and you still might find flaws in it, and the customer's going to come to you because they bought that yarn off of you, and you're going to have to do battle with your supplier who's going to get it from the supplier got it from wherever they processed the yarn. It could be even in Turkey or whatever. And those things are difficult, and they're a pain. And a lot of people will look on the internet for things, whatever, be it yarn, toilet, colors aren't the same, then they're disappointed. It didn't look like that on the computer. It's not going to look like that on the computer. It's going to be different. So it's harder than you think. Stay on top of the finances. I would tell anybody else going into business, don't have a partner. Well, unless your partner is your spouse or that, I would not have a business partner because you just can't, it's hard. You can't read somebody else's mind, and it's really hard to maintain quality if you're not doing it yourself. But surround yourself with the best people you know, and you'll be okay.
Okay. Well, would you suggest having a mentor and working closely with a mentor?
It would depend. No, as long as you're confident in what you're doing and you know your product, whether it's soap, whether it's yarn, whether it's brownies, you know your product and you know the ins and outs of everything. I don't think you need a mentor because if it's your product, if you've made it, you created it, you know it better than anybody else. And always treat your customers like they're a good friend you haven't seen in a long time, and you'll be fine. Because if you're kind to people, and this, I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, but I knew it when I was a waitress. If you're nice to people and friendly, you can get away with a lot. If you make people feel special, one of the keys is when you meet somebody new, or even if it's somebody old and that you've known, yet they come into your shop all the time, and they tell you things about themselves. You need to remember one little piece, and the next time you see them, you need to tell them, oh, yeah, did your grandson graduate from high school this year? One little thing. You had a grandbaby. Do you have a picture? You're golden. You just remember one little piece of trivia, and you're home free.
I feel like that's really special because, you know, everyone wants to feel special, and everyone wants to feel like you're paying attention and that they care. And so I think that's definitely really a special quality or trait to have.
Well, it's mine, and I don't. Actually, I whispered in his ear, so he's the one that looks good. I'm like, and he'll say, remember this, oh, that person, I've never seen them before, and he's telling me, that person I did this, and I'm like, oh, yeah, remember, your husband had surgery, and you need to ask him about that, and so.
Well, I mean, what did they say behind every...
But it's easier for me to remember those things because I don't have to remember where they want their light switches and what color they want their cup. So
right.
I can remember the trivia.
Right. And like being a waitress, it's easy to remember because you think to yourself, oh yeah, they always come here on Thursdays and they always get the same thing. And
right.
So that's just automatic. And then you can remember special things about the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
So much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Special thanks to Jody Burkhart of Burkhart Construction for allowing me to interview her. Thank you again for stopping by. Never stop learning and never stop creating, entrepreneurs. I hope you have a great weekend.